the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for consoling me and helping me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Father, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence be gladly owned, and bring our hymns before your throne. To praise you for the living bread on which our lives are daily fed. O Lord, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need, where want and famine still abound, let your reviving love be found, and in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questing souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human minds have wrought, so that the barren deserts yield the bounty by your love revealed. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaths. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, let's pray for our pastors. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is. In Him everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead. So that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray for your needs and for those of our online readers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All wondered at the words of grace which came from the mouth of the Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, my wrath is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of armies will visit His flock, the house of Judah, and make them His stately war horse. From Him shall come leader and chief, from Him warriors, bow, and every officer. They shall all be warriors, trampling the mire of the streets in battle. They shall wage war because the Lord is with them, and shall put the horsemen to rout. I will strengthen the house of Judah. The house of Joseph I will save. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had never cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Then Ephraim shall be valiant men, and their hearts shall be cheered as by wine. Their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to come together, and when I redeem them, they will be as numerous as before. I sowed them among the nations, yet in distant lands they remember me, and they shall rear their children and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and into Lebanon. But these shall not suffice them. I will cross over to Egypt and smite the waves of the sea, and on the depths of the Nile, and all the depths of the Nile shall be dried up. The pride of Assyria shall be cast down, and the scepter of Egypt taken away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk in my name, says the Lord. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Wail, you cypress trees, for the cedars are fallen. The mighty have been despoiled. Wail, you oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable forest is cut down. Hark the wailing of the shepherds, their glory has been ruined. Hark the roaring of the young lions, the jungle of the Jordan is laid waste. Responsory prayer. I shall restore them because I have compassion on them, for I am the Lord their God. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. On that day, the Lord of armies shall be a crown of glory, a brilliant diadem for the remnant of the people. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. The just man will rejoice in the Lord and put his hope in him. The hearts of all men will be filled with joy. We must surely have sung these words with our hearts as well as with our voices. Indeed, the tongue of the Christian expresses his deepest feelings when it addresses such words to God. The just man will rejoice not in the world, but in the Lord. Light has dawned for the just. Scripture says in another place, and joy for the upright of heart. Were you wondering what reason he has for joy? Here you are told, the just man will rejoice in the Lord. Another text runs, delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. What are we instructed to do then, and what are we enabled to do? To rejoice in the Lord. And who can rejoice in something he does not see? Am I suggesting that we see the Lord then? No. But we have been promised that we shall see him. Now, as long as we are in the body, we walk by faith, for we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. When will it be by sight? Beloved, says John, we are now the sons of God. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. When this prophecy is fulfilled, then it will be by sight. That will be the great joy, the supreme joy, joy in all its fullness. Then we shall no longer drink the milk of hope, but we shall feed on the reality itself. Nevertheless, even now, before that vision comes to us, or before we shall come to that vision, let us rejoice in the Lord, for it is no small reason for rejoicing to have a hope that will someday be fulfilled. Therefore, since the hope we now have inspires love, the just man rejoices, Scripture says, in the Lord, but because he does not yet see it, it immediately goes on to say, and hopes in him. Yet already we have the first fruits of the Spirit, and have we not also other reasons for rejoicing? We are drawing near to the one we love. And not only are we drawing near, we even have some light, sight, feeling, and taste of the banquet we shall one day eagerly eat and drink. But how can we rejoice in the Lord if he is far from us? Pray God that he may not be far. If he is, that is your doing. Love, and he will draw near. Love, and he will dwell within you. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety. You are puzzled to know how it is that he will be with you if you love. God is love. What do you mean by love, you will ask me? It is that which enables us to be loving. And what do we love? A good that words cannot describe, a good that is ever growing, a good that is the creator of all good. Delight in him, from whom you have received everything that delights you. But in that I do not include sin, for sin is the one thing that you do not receive from him. With that one exception, everything you have comes from him. Responsory prayer. The unseen God lies hidden from you. If you wish to see God, believe in him, though you cannot see him. Walk on in faith, and you shall come someday see his face. If faith has not consoled you along the path of life, you will never enjoy the blessed privilege of seeing him in his kingdom. Walk on in faith, and you shall one day see his face. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Let us humbly pray to God, who sent his Son as the Savior and exemplar of his people. May your people praise you, Lord. Let us give thanks to God, who chose us as the first fruits of salvation, and who called us to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. May those who confess your holy name be united in your truth and fervent in your love. Creator of all things, your Son desired to work among men with his own hands. Be mindful of those who earn their living by the sweat of their brow. Be mindful of those who devote themselves to the service of their brothers and sisters. Do not let us be deterred from our goals by discouraging results or lack of support. Be merciful to the faithful departed. Keep them from the power of the evil one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Let's take a look and see what we have here. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We'll have a reading in a little bit, perhaps, but I just want to sign off now. I offer my plenary indulgence, the equivalent verses today for the soul in purgatory, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.